there've been out canvassing for the last number of months, and like housing is the number one issue that we're hearing on the doors, and like and the government, and we can see from the figures released today that the North West was completely not prioritised in terms of delivering houses, and I just think the government are out of touch, out of ideas about it, and I think we just need to change it, you know, and I think it's about time that there was urgent and decisive action, you know, made that every individual and every family living in Strigle and Strand Hill has access to a safe, affordable and secure house.
And you're saying there, obviously, you highlight the Sligo example, which is a perfect one, and how you spoke to people, and it's the number one issue. With the government not addressing it in this area, is it a case of, is it ignorance? Is it that they're not aware of it, or are they choosing to ignore it, or how do you see it?
I see that I think the targets are too low. I don't think they're ambitious enough, and I think it feeds into the derelict properties. We can see the level of derelict properties and vacant properties in Sligo, and Sligo surrounds outside the town as well. And like the grants that are available, there's clunky grants available, and you know, and it's the same with this first home shared equity scheme. The thresholds are too high for people, or too low for people to be able to access it, and they're clunky. They're not fit for purpose. And I think the government aren't listening to that. Like, as a Labour Party, I suppose we would be looking at compulsory purchase orders of homes that are derelict, and like, and give the local authorities more power. And we've been saying this for years about giving more power to local authorities to be able to purchase homes that are vacant and derelict. And I think that'll be a big start. We can see we're blighted by derelict and vacant properties in Sligo and all over the country. And that'll be one thing we do. Another thing, I suppose, that the Labour Party would do is we propose to set up a state housing construction company, and that we are actually people are directly being employed by the county councils to actually build the homes, and that from all levels of the homes, from, you know, from the construction right through to the completion of the home, and that they'd be employed directly by the local authorities, which we did years ago. I mean, years ago we were able to build social homes and affordable homes for people, and it's deliberate Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael policy that actually stopped building houses with under in local authorities.